ultimate uptime, and unrivaled support. Backed by the best-equipped team in the business. Service equipment is now Brandt. And that means your John Deere agricultural equipment comes with industry-leading 24/7 365 support to keep you running when the competition can't. It's a new standard for service. Learn more at Brandt.ca.
I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner with your Brandt Agriculture World Weather Report for this noon hour on Wednesday. This big storm that's been impacting us for the last day and a half is going to wind down as we go forward through the rest of the day. We are still going to see quite a bit of wind and snow blowing across the region. Additional snow accumulation should be light, but with the wind blowing like it is, it'll be very difficult to measure. We do expect the majority of the region to see only snow flurry activity as we get to the latter part of the afternoon and into the evening, but it will not be completely dry except maybe in some of the western parts of our region. As we move through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, we'll still have variable cloud cover and an opportunity for some additional light snowfall. The majority of the snow that's going to be coming into the region will hold off until late in the day tomorrow, more likely tomorrow evening. The system is expected to run into a weak high pressure system, so it will likely lose a lot of its potential as it comes closer to the area. But we will see some additional light snowfall late on Thursday and going into Friday. The majority of the precipitation should not accumulate well, as I just suggested, and there is yet another disturbance that will be coming up. That will occur Friday evening going into Saturday. And that system will also at least have a tough time getting started. But as we go into Saturday afternoon and on into Sunday, the potential will be much higher for a better organized accumulation of snow to take place. The system will produce a few inches of snow, but it's too soon to get specific about that particular event, and I think we'll wait until tomorrow and or Friday to get more detail on that event. But unfortunately, we are going to see some additional accumulation across the region, possibly with that system. Temperatures will be cold across the area for a while. Negative single-digit highs will be occurring across the region today and tomorrow. We may not get above 10 on Friday or Saturday. Temperatures will be in the negative lower teens Friday afternoon. We expect the nighttime lows on Friday night possibly dropping down to near or slightly below minus 20. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised to see similar conditions to occur on Friday morning as well. We'll see negative double digit lows occurring through the rest of our weekend into Monday. Most of those will be negative teens. No significant warming trend is expected for next week, although we may bounce up a little bit just before the next surge of cold air arrives. That's today's Brandt Agriculture World Weather Report. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.